Thank you very much, Mr. Director General, for your introduction. Mr. Minister, Your Eminence, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very pleased and honored to be here with you today and to welcome you at the opening of this exhibition. Exhibition that takes us back to the events that took place 1,150 years ago, when two Thessaloniki brothers, and Cyril and Methodius, arrived at the territory of today's Slovakia, and they left a profound imprint and had a huge impact on the development of my country, of my nation. As it was said already, they are seen as patrons of Slovaks and Slavs, and they were proclaimed by the Pope John Paul II, patrons of Europe. And out of many things they managed to do, I want to stress the one which was really historical. They created a glagolitic script that enabled them to translate the Bible and other liturgical texts to Slavic languages, and thus brought to bring the Christianity closer to our people. But I'm not going to speak about the history. There are people better positioned to do so. We politicians are dealing with the more recent history, and mostly with the present and the future, and that's exactly what my current visit to Finland is about. We have used my time and my meeting with my partner foreign minister and also with the president to commemorate 20 years since the diplomatic relations between Slovakia and Finland were established, and this has been 20 years of very good, fruitful cooperation. We have appreciated the support we were receiving from Finland constantly over these 20 years. It was here in Helsinki when my country was invited to start accession negotiations to join the European Union back in 1999. And we see many things we shall work together in the future. We are close partners in the European Union as we are facing the same challenges, and we are offering the same approach and the same advice about how to deal with these challenges. Finland is an example for us about how to deal with the issues of education, innovation, new technologies. So while remembering this history, it's also important that we have issues to work for, towards the future. I want to say that I'm really pleased that this exhibition is taking place here. I want to thank all those who worked so hard to make this happen. Mr. Director General Nurteba, Mr. Director Panis, Slovak Embassy in Helsinki, and all the other collaborators. And I really hope that this exhibition will be seen as a contribution and will be appreciated by the visitors of this beautiful archive, and it will help them to understand more our common European history and our common European legacy. Once again, thank you very much.